Okay, good morning, everyone. This is Mattias Johansson, and welcome to this presentation of the Bravida year-end report for 2015. First of all, I want to start to announce, I'm very happy to announce that this is actually the best quarter ever in Bravida's history. We have been growing 16%, which is well above our target of 10%. We have continued to do M&A, and we have a cash conversion on an LTM basis is 125%, and we have a strong order backlog. So, it feels very good to have this presentation today. And if we start at slide 3, as many of you already know, Bravida is the leading multi-technical service provider in the Nordics. We are represented in around 140 locations, and we have more than 50,000 customers. Our median contract size are at 263,000 Swedish crowns. And we are doing business in Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland, where Sweden is our biggest market and Finland is the smallest and represent only 3% of our sales. So if we turn to slide 4, you know that we have a very low risk in our business model. We have diversified end markets, and I mentioned all the customers we are having. We have low customer concentration and small average contract size, and this is really important. And I hope you all know by now that we are offering services connected to what all of you and all other people need or use every day, like installations regarding electricity, water, ventilation, heating, cooling, security system, or for that sake, installation in infrastructure. And the advantage we are having is that we are one of the few in the market who can offer all the services and act like a one-stop shop for the customers. So slide 5, please. Almost two-thirds of our sales is service, renovation, and maintenance. The trend for the moment in really strong market is, of course, that new build increases. We continue to have a lot of focus on services, our service part, and service is always very important in our business. But for the moment, we can see that the new build is growing a little bit faster, even if the service is growing close to fast as the new build is today. But this is related to the market condition, and we can see that the opportunities are many in the market doing both service and installations. So nothing changed. Having both service and installation is, of course, very important for us because they are feeding each other. Turning then to slide 6, the key highlights for the last quarter in 2015. And as I mentioned earlier, the sales is up 16%, which is above our target of 10%. The organic growth, 4%. And I just want to mention that the organic growth can, of course, vary between the different quarters. Compared to the last quarter in 2014, we're actually above the organic growth, so the trend is continuing. The order momentum, we can see that the order intake is up 16%, and all countries contributed, and we have strong order intake in Denmark again. Our EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA, is up 10% to 308 million, and a margin at 8.1%, excluding Finland. And we can see that we have a 33 million adjustment in the period for cost related to the IPO process. And I think it's important to understand, compared to last year, the last quarter in 2014, we have a positive one-off at 29 million regarding repayment from pension funds. We continue to deliver a strong cash flow, operating cash flow at 658 million. Our net debt is down to 2,433,000,000, which means 2.7 times adjusted EBITDA LTM basis. And our cash conversion remains strong at 125% on LTM basis. M&A, we continue to do M&A. We did 6 acquisitions in Q4, bringing total 16 in 2015, 4 in Sweden, 1 in Norway, and 1 in Denmark as well. So we can see that the pipeline in Denmark is growing. We have earlier had some problem to do M&A in Denmark, but we can see that the trend has shifted in Denmark, and we, if if we look a bit into the future, we can see that we will continue to do M&A aligned with the strategy we have told you about earlier. Turning to slide seven, about the market. We have a really strong market in Sweden, and construction activity is up 15% year-on-year basis. We can see strong order backlog of construction companies. As you all know, we have a very good visibility in our own business. We have our own order backlog, but we can also look at the construction companies, and we know if their order backlog increases, we know what is going to happen in our business in 9 months from now. The industry confidence indicator is strong, above historical average at 113.1 points. In Norway, the favorite subject, we see that we still have a strong market in Norway. We have low or close to no exposure at all to the oil and gas sector. Our market in Norway is still strong, and we also can see that the construction company in Norway, for example, Peab, Veidek and Skanska, have strong order backlogs in Norway. They are much higher than the order backlog was 2014. So far, the oil price uncertainty haven't hit our market, what we can see is, at this time. Denmark, the market is still supported by public investments, a good market, and Finland, the only market we know is a little bit different from the other countries. But on the other hand, we still think it's perfect timing to enter to the Finnish market. We know that the market in Finland is going to become better and better for every year coming. So, turn to slide 8, the sales and adjusted EBIT development. The sale, as I said a couple of times, is up 16%. We have strong performance across all countries. EBIT is up 10% in Q4 and 16% in total in 15. We have strong performance in Norway. It's up 49% in Q4 and 33% in the year. We have some effects from closing projects, which means around 50 million if we do a good guess. But even if we adjust for that one, we can see an improvement in Norway. So Norway is a really strong market for us for the moment. We have a temporary margin dilution due to Finland, which is 20 bips, and we have invested a lot of money, time and resources to get the right organization in place in Finland. They are now in our system, and we can see that the figures helps us to make the right decision in the future, and the integration will continue, and we haven't changed any of our thoughts or the strategy regarding Finland so far. So it's in line with what we have planned earlier. Adjusted EBIT margin, as I mentioned earlier, as well, 29 million positive one-off AFA money from the pension funds in Sweden is the difference between 14 and 15 in the quarter as well. So all in all, the sales in 15 is up 80% and EBIT is up 60%. Then slide 9, an order momentum. The order intake in the quarter is up 16%. In the year, it's 70% up, and the order backlog is up 8% during the year. And it's really important to mention again, I've done it before, but our order backlog does not include all the service job we are doing. It's just include the installation part, which means that we have a visibility. 7 billion is around all the installation work we're going to do for the next year. And this is the level we want to be in. A little bit lower is okay, a little bit higher is okay as well, but we don't want to have too high order backlog because we want to take the opportunity that are given us in the market as well. We have a couple of selected contract wins, but I really want to mention that our focus is not to win big contracts, our focus is to continue to do what we are doing and focus a lot on the service business. Order intake growth up 17%, and the order backlog is close to all-time high, above 7 billion. I think all-time high was in Q3, and I think it's a couple of millions lower this time, but it's a really strong and order backlog that we are very confident having. So slide 10. What are we doing in our own business to actually support both the growth and the margin improvement? We have the pricing and productivity program and the procurement excellence program to support the margin. And the first one, pricing and productivity, we're driving compliance. We have 80% compliance today, and we will continue to work with this, of course. We can see that we have many more, much more things we can do to improve our own performance in the project and services. We have started, or we are working with the procurement excellence. We have educated 80% of the branches, and this will continue to be done in Q1, and then we are driving the compliance even more. And the service growth is an initiative that is going to support the growth, turning the organization to be more proactive instead of reactive. All these initiatives is helping us a lot, both regarding the growth and the margin, and also the cash flow, of course. Yes, turning to slide 11, the key highlights for 2015. Once again, the sales is up 18%, organic growth at 7%. We have a strong order momentum. Order intake is up 17%. Order backlog above 7 billion. Again, this is just including the installation business, not the service business. Adjusted EBITDA is up 16% to 878 million, at a margin at 6.4%, excluding Finland. And in Finland, the integration is on track, fully on Bravida system since November, and we are now focused on realizing synergies and implementing the Bravida Way. M&A, we have done 16 acquisitions in 2015, added sales of 1.5 billion. So thank you very much, and now over to Nils-Johan, who's going to tell you a little bit more about the financials.
Thank you, Mattias, and looking into slide 12. We had a top-line growth of 16%, and as Mattias said, we had an organic growth this quarter, 4%. Our long-term target, as you know, is 5%. The acquisition contributed with 13% this quarter. We are saying the financial target that we should add 5%-7% coming from M&A. We had some, if you look for the currency effect, we have some headwind in Norway that took down the top line, the sales with 1%, adding up a total sales of 16%. EBITDA, we are up 10%, going from 281 to 308. The margin is looking at the reported figures down from 8.3 to 7.9. Adjusting in the quarter for Finland, it's we are 8.1, and as Mattias mentioned, of course, we have some positive effects in from the repayment from the pension last quarter in Q4 for 29 million. Let's go through the next slide, Sweden. Let's go through the development in countries. And we continue to see a strong market in Sweden. Sales in the quarter is up with 14%, and we reported a profit for 154 compared to 150 in 2014. We are, if we add back the 29 million, of course, we have a strong growth in EBITDA as well, with 22%, giving an adjusted margin for 7.8% in Sweden. We also see a continued good order intake, 19% in, and also the backlog is up 11%, compared to a year ago. So continued strong development in Sweden. In Norway, we look for next slide. We must say we had a really good quarter in Norway. Starting with sales, we reported in Swedish krona, more or less a flat development, but if we look on the local currency, it was up with 8%. EBITDA, we increased the margin from 6.9 to 10.2. Profit was up with 49%. We are in final phase in a couple of larger products in Norway, and that has had a positive effect on in the quarter. And as Mattias mentioned, we estimate the effect to be 15 million. Adjusted for this, we have a margin in the quarter for 8.4 compared to the reported 10.2, but still a good level. If we look for the future, order intake is up 7% year on year, and backlog is unchanged compared to a year ago. So we, of course, one of the most common questions we have, we got is that if we see any impact from the oil price, and we say that so far, no. We still see a good development in Norway. Also worth to mention is that we had a negative impact from the currency. If we look for the full year, if we have used the same currency as we had last year, for the full year the EBITDA should be 10 million higher, and in the quarter 6 million higher. Okay, we go to Denmark on next slide. We continue to take market share in Denmark. The sales is up 10% in the quarter, and the EBITDA is also up with 10%. And we see a small margin decline, and it's explained by we have a mixed change in Denmark, where we are growing the installation a little bit faster than the service business, and this is the reason why we see a slight decline in the margin. The backlog is down if you look at the actual figure, but remain well above one times the installation sales, and so we are happy with the backlog in Denmark. Then we can go for the next slide, 16, and talk a little bit about the acquisition. We did 16 acquisition last year, adding more or less 1.5 billion SEK to the sales. There is another one we signed in Q4, but we took over the 1st of January. It's an acquisition in Norway, in Oslo. If we look for if we have done all the acquisition the 1st of January 15, they have had extra 590 million and EBITDA about around 20 million, and here we exclude the synergies. And we see that we did another 6 acquisitions in the Q4, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, and of course we are really pleased to see that we were able to sign a deal also in Denmark. Going to the financing and the cash, this is one of the really positive things in the quarter, that we had an excellent cash flow in the fourth quarter, ending a cash conversion rate at 125. And if you go back and look for the last 4 years, we are around 124 in cash conversion for the last 4 years, and of course we it's also evidence that Bravida generate a lot of cash during many years. We took down the net debt to 2.4 billion more or less, and giving if we look for the net debt to EBITDA is down to 2.7, and that we are closer to our long term target 2.5. By reducing the debt and also the net debt to EBITDA, we will from the 1st of January having a margin now on our loan of 1.5 from we had 1.65 earlier. So that will also be a benefit for us this year. Next slide, it's about the dividend proposal. And our board proposed a dividend for one krona per share. When we terminate the hedges, we had an accounting effect in the quarter of 100 in the full year 133 million, in the quarter 156. If we add this back, because this has had no impact on the equity, and no impact on the base for the dividend. This is 1 krona in giving 52% of the net profit per share. The net profit, the adjusted net profit per share is 1.94. Of course, as you know, we will, this is a proposal to the annual meeting that we will have the 3rd of May, who will take the final decision. So next slide, and this is the last slide before the Q&A, just to sum up the development compared to our financial target. We have a financial target saying we would like to grow the business with more than 10%. It was 18% growth, 7% organic growth, and 12% coming from M&A. We are saying we will take the business to above 7%. If we adjust for Finland, we increased it from last year from 6.3% to 6.4% this year. Cash conversion about 100 and paying out the dividend of 50%. Cash conversion is 125, as I said earlier, and dividend, the proposed dividend is 52. If you look for the net debt, we are 2.7, and we are quite close to our long-term target on 2.5. I think that was the last slide before the Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad, and you'll enter a queue. After you are announced, please ask your question. Please hold until we have the first question. We have a question from Niclas Berglund from Nordea. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, Niclas Berglund here. Well, good morning. Organic growth, could you help me with to also clarify the organic growth number in Sweden? And then also coming back to the service growth issue, which is very important going forward for the stability. Do you have a good understanding on how services grew in the quarter and the full year? And that's my first question. Thanks.
Yeah, good morning, Niclas. Yeah, first, we don't disclose the different growth, what's say, growth for the different countries. But we are growing the service quite a lot as well. I think we are growing service at 15%. And due to the market condition, we're actually growing the installation part a little bit slightly more. But we still have this big high growth in service, which is, of course, important for us. So a strong growth even when it comes to service.
Okay, and then if I may, just a couple of questions on margin. You talk about this project finalization of around 5 million in Norway. Could you elaborate the impact if you compare with sort of last year in order to have it apple by apple to see the underlying trends on margins? Did you have any major projects finalized at that time as well, or?
I think it's hard to give you an exact answer on that one. But I think the Norwegian business we're having today has improved a lot the last years. And I think it's quite common that you have positive effects due to closure of projects in December, as well as you have in Q2 before the summer. Q2 and Q4 is the period where you finalize most of the projects. But I think it's noticed having bigger impact now when we are having a higher starting point in the rest of the business and less downwriting in total. So I think Norwegian business is much better than it was three, four years ago. And I think when the positive effects from the finalizing projects are coming, it's actually more visible now.
Okay, and then going over to Sweden, of course, you had this one-off of 29 million, and still you have a solid underlying positive margin trend. But could you elaborate a little bit about tender costs? Because the order intake looks very high, and you talk about some large project wins in the quarter, and there, as I understand it, a lot of projects out for tender. Could you elaborate a little bit on tender costs in the current structure in Sweden, if that has limited your sort of margins short term and the outlook into 2016?
Yeah, I'm not fully sure I understand the question, but I try to answer it, and then you answer again otherwise. But I think we have strong order intake. We have a strong order backlog in Sweden. The cost for the tenders are not specified in any way at all. It's part of the local profit and loss account. So that's in the business. But what we can see, or how we resonate, is that we can see strong market. We are quite picky about what kind of projects we want to win and what kind of margin we want to have. So I think we have a strong order backlog. We are at the level we want to be in all markets we are in. So yeah, was that the answer to the question?
Yeah, maybe. But then also looking at the cost savings opportunities that you have on purchasing, could you elaborate on the status of that project?
Yeah.
How far have you come up until the year end?
I think to the year end, we started the education or the training in Q4. And so I would like to say, except for the central agreement, the effect is close to zero so far. But 80% is trained. We are focusing a lot on import to do international purchasing. We have, as you probably have seen, hired a new resource regarding to work with import, who has experience from import in other industrial companies. So we are focusing a lot, and we think that this is going to support the margin improvement in 2016, of course.
And the central agreements, what was the outcome in 2015 in savings compared with 2014?
I'm looking to New Zealand and see what I are allowed to say. But we can see that it's in line with what we have expected.
Okay, and then my final question, if I may. On the central line, adjusting for the one-off items of 33 million, you seem to have a very strong end to the year. Could you elaborate a little bit why and the outlook going into next year or this year?
Yes. You say on the central line. Yes. So we are.
You report a minus 4 on the central line, but then again, that includes, if I'm not misunderstood, 33 million negative related to one-offs in connection to the IPO.
Yeah.
So adjusting for that, you have a 29 plus.
Yes, it's normally you charge. There could well be differences between the when we charge the overhead cost to, because we all, you know, we have all the overhead costs are in the in the business. So I think that there is nothing extra here.
Okay, but when you're pushing these costs into this year. Given that you were a little bit too aggressive in 2015, should we expect more or less a zero line on the central and then a support on the segments or on the geographies, or how are you reasoning?
What we are saying is what I think what we have communicated earlier is that it should be a zero or a small plus on the central line, yes.
Okay, those were my questions. Thank you.
We have a question from Stefan Andersson from SEB. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Just start with a follow-up on where Niklas ended there. When it comes to, because I also noticed that difference, and just wondering if it's a certain country that has had too much cost laid on them, so to speak, or has been charged more, or is it just a proportional overcharging of all the countries or divisions?
I think there is no big difference between the countries in this way.
Thank you. More maybe difficult, more fluffy question, but if you look at the capacity and prices out there in the Nordics, maybe especially Sweden, we can see some of the tenders that construction companies are doing, that some of them are not really having capacity to be eager, and NCC's CEO even said that he's expecting to actually raise prices on some of the tenders he's participating on, because there's lots of... They have big order books at the moment. So how are you seeing that? Are you seeing constraints in capacity? Are you seeing opportunity to also raise prices towards your clients in the same regard as they might do towards the end market?
Yeah, first of all, regarding the last question, Stefan, I think our model, Bravida Way, is always that we want to have the right cost as far out in the organization as possible. All cost is out in the branches, in their profit and loss. I think that's really important for us. Otherwise, you have difficulties to price in the right manner. And that leads me to the price discussion. Of course, we see the market as a good market. In some markets, especially in Denmark, there are some signs of lack of resources. In Sweden and Norway, we can't see the same. We don't have the same problem yet. But of course, it's a combination. I think we will see the price increase the coming year or years, and we are definitely discussing to have the right price and margin on the project. And I think someone said as well that the construction companies actually can see that the installation price is going up, and I'm sure that we are one of the parts who actually is driving that.
Okay, thank you. And then my last question is on acquisitions. You've been active in the fourth quarter and throughout the year. Of course, the targets are probably doing rather well, I would say, at the moment. So how is that playing out when it comes to their interest in selling, since they're probably seeing a good market, and your ability to pay what they want? How do you see the pipeline performing? Is it increasing, slowing down, more expensive? Yeah, any flavor would be helpful.
Yeah, and actually no changes at all. And I think it depends on what kind of targets we are going after. We are actually not very often buying targets that is for sale. Of course, that happens. But we have our own strategy. We have our own cities, villages, where we want to strengthen our position in one way or another. And then we take the contact with the companies that we think is perfect for our strategy, which means that we buy what we acquire, what we want to acquire, but it's also important that the seller actually wants to sell and see Bravida as a new good home. And very often it's family companies that don't have the change in the family in place who wants to have their life creation in a new good home. It's also important for us to acquire a company who we think fits to our culture and our model, so they know before what they're coming to, so we minimize the risk. And then, of course, it's always, close to always, not 100%, but 99.9% of the cases we have some kind of earn-out, which of course make the seller eager to actually continue to perform in a good manner. So I think it's ongoing, no big changes. Mm-hmm. If you want, do you want that something?
No, and we have communicated that we have done now 33 acquisitions during 14 and 15, and we during the roadshow we talked about an EBITDA multiple of 5 on what they have generated 12 months before the acquisition, and there is no differences in Q4. We are buying the company on an average EBITDA multiple of 5, excluding the synergies that we generate after we have taken over the company.
Okay, thank you very much.
I remind you that if you want to ask a question, you will have to press 01 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. Please go ahead, speakers.
Okay. If there aren't any more questions, I just want to say thank you for having you attending, and hope to see you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.